Right now, it's time for date night. My husband, Brad Bednar, joining us here in the studio as we talk about cool things to see and do in our community, particularly on date nights. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I love the delighted look on your face whenever the music starts up.
It's good music.
It is good music.
I'm very delighted we came up with this. This is the opening teaser.
You came up with it. That was your idea. Mr. Man.
What you can't see is I'm even more delighted that you took the bait and gave me all the credit for it.
I should give you all the credit. I do enough that I can take credit for. You did this.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll go with that.
This was all you.
Yeah. Happy Love Week.
Happy Love Week,
I promise that love song dedication is maybe eventually coming.
Okay. All right. I'm waiting for it with bated breath.
Yeah. Don't wait on like tenter hooks or anything because, mm-hmm. I can't promise it's not coming, but it'll be there, okay?
I know your true feelings and it's fine.
Oh, that's good. It's fine. As long as it's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So date night is today.
It is. And every Tuesday
at 5:30. And every Tuesday at 5:30 where you come into the station here at University Place. Yeah. On weeks when we don't pre-record it.
We never pre-record. Don't destroy the illusion of radio.
We said a couple weeks ago that we were pre-recording.
That was a Christmas gift to the audience.
This is usually when there's a movie at Silver Spot. Yeah. We're going on Sunday afternoon. We're just like, well, we're here anyway. We might as well
save me the drive from like Durham, where I'm going to be, any given weekday. But we're here on Tuesdays.
And right now it's 5:36 on Tuesday. Yeah. I'd hold up a copy of today's newspaper, but several reasons why I'm not doing that. And you're here.
So I am here.
We're here at University Place. You have come all the way this way from
Durham. Quite a trek.
So we're here together. And at 7 o'clock, I'm going to get off the air. And as we traditionally do on Tuesday nights, we leave University Place and we go, or we leave, we don't necessarily leave the University Place. Sometimes we stay, but we leave the station and we go have our own date night in the general rough vicinity of University Place.
Yeah, somewhere we can get to in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, or 5 minutes.
I mean, being on the radio is so exhausting, Aaron. I don't want to like go all the way to like Durham to get sustenance. I need immediate gratification.
Where is a close place to University Place that two people can have a nice date night?
I'm very excited about this because it's Love Week. Mm-hmm. I have a new paramour that I have to profess my love for. They're new around the block. They don't know a lot of people yet, but I think that they're friendly. They're open. They're sociable. Casual pint.
Yes.
Right down the road. I promise my love song for you is coming. Maybe this week. It's in the works.
You and I are going to have several conversations about this.
As long as we can do it at the casual pint, because, I don't know if you know this, Aaron, and I don't know if this comes across at all during date night, but I'm a man of the people.
Uh-huh.
I'm Joe Everyman. We're going to have a conversation at you laughing later. I want nothing more after like a long, hard day slaving over the airwaves to sit down, have a beer or two, have some pretzel sticks with beer cheese.
Made with beer.
Right.
Different beer, apparently, from week to week, which is really cool. We've been there once, by the way. We went there last week after our most recent installment of Date Night. We hadn't been there before. It opened up. We had been promoting it on the air. Yeah. We had the big, like, grand opening party, which Ron and everyone were there for, but it was during my show. So I was here on the air. I wasn't able to go over there for the grand opening, and we hadn't been yet, so we went last week, and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
it
it's really real was. Good. Like, super good bratwurst, like,
the
amazing
bratwurst
pretzel
fantastic.
Sticks.
Yeah, with beer cheese.
With the beer cheese.
Yeah.
Like, 32 beers on tap. Staff are super friendly and knowledgeable. I enjoy a good bar where you can go and just have a conversation with a person who's slinging pints behind there.
Right.
And Casual Pint definitely is the kind of place where you can have a long and in-depth conversation with any number of people who are working behind the bar, which will entertain and delight you and make you want to go back. So I'm a changed man. University Place is dead to me.
No, it's not.
Long live the casual pint.
Casual pint is fantastic. We're probably going back there again tonight.
Going back there tonight. I don't know where you're going.
We'll see. But where else around University Place do we like date nights?
Yeah. So Stony River's great.
Stony River's fantastic. So this is the moment when we don't leave University Place. We just kind of walk down the hall, and there are several great places.
There are, yeah. Stony River's farthest away. Right. Bardico. Right around on the same side. Is also a kind of a favorite. Both kind of fit the bill of grab a beer or cocktail, like have something kind of comfort foodie for dinner, whether it's street tacos or a salad
in some or a cases. Steak or whatever.
I think this is where we like are probably starting to diverge in our taste for date night, because I am all about the casual pint now. Now that I know I can go and just like sit and drink beer for an hour and 15 minutes while I'm waiting for your butt to get off the air.
I mean, you could do that at Stony River, too.
I could do that at Stony River, too. I feel that wouldn't go as well for me as it would if we did it at, the casual pint, because they have a good heavy pour at Stony River.
They do, yeah. So like, you can have a really nice date night around University Place, and you can do anything from casual to a little bit more upscale. Like, the casual pint is casual, as per the name. Bardico, or Bartaco, as some people incorrectly call it, is a little bit more upscale, but not very. Stony River's a little bit more upscale than that. City Kitchen is fantastic.
Oh, they are great, yeah.
City Kitchen fits in on the upscale scale, maybe around Bardico.
I was going to say maybe like between Bardico and Stony River.
Yeah, I think so. But all four of those places are really chill and nice and fun places to be. And the food is great.
Yeah, and, Bardico like used to be my paramour. I'm sorry that I don't stop by as much. You still weigh heavy in my heart. But the thing that I love about them so much is... and I don't think a lot of people know this. They have a secret taco.
They do have a secret taco.
That rotates out. I'm spoiling the secret out for the internet.
I mean, they do tweet about it every time they change it out.
So they do tweet about it. It's on their Instagram. But, like, you can go in and, like, you've got your normal tacos, which are great because, I love the carnitas and, and everything. But, like, a couple months ago, it was a Nashville hot chicken taco that's on the secret menu. And you just have to ask... for the secret taco, which makes me wonder if all of our other favorite restaurants also have a secret menu, but we're just not in enough to know about it.
Just secret menus. Maybe they all have secret tacos.
Oh, man. Like,
maybe Stony River has like a secret
steak taco.
Secret steak taco. I say that, but now I'm thinking they might actually have steak tacos.
They probably
on their
do
menu.
Have some sort of steak taco, but yeah.
I'm mentally running through the list. Casual Pine has a secret brat.
Oh, they probably do have a secret brat. Or just a normal brat that's not on the menu because they're new and like they haven't reprinted yet.
I bet Casual Pint would be one of those places where you could, because they've got like five different brats on their menu, and it's a bratwurst, and then they put different toppings on it. I bet you could In-N-Out Burger it, where they've got like a whole different list of other combinations that aren't on the menu, but they've got all the ingredients in the back, so you could say, it's sauerkraut and beer cheese, go. And I bet they'd make it.
Can I get a bratwurst, substitute the brat for a pretzel stick? Cover it in beer cheese.
It's like a pretzel stick in a hot dog bun.
Listen, I'm carving out.
Other places around. We didn't go in the direction of East 54, but if you want to go a little bit more upscale.
One more step over Stony River, you can go to Hawthorne and Wood.
Hawthorne and Wood, which is fantastic.
I'm also like, again, salt of the earth, man of the people. I don't remember the name of it. This is terrible. There's a pizza place right next to Hawthorne and Wood.
Brens, is it?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. And it's always jumping.
Yes.
Like when we go by. Looks like people enjoy the food. I imagine that if I went back by there again, I might see some of the same people in there.
Right.
I think the date night restaurant ideal for me now is evolving to this like casual hangout where we can just be with the community and decompress and like celebrate something local.
But if you wanted to be more upscale, there's like several places over there. Yep. We like Hawthorne and Wood. It's the newest one. It's fantastic. Elements is there.
Because we haven't been to Elements in forever.
We haven't been to Elements
in
forever.
I have lots of fun Element stories that I don't think are on air appropriate, so I'm not going to share them. They're not adults. They're just... not stories that I would share on the air, because I'm almost out of time for my segment.
What
gosh darn it.
What happened at Elements that you can't share?
All right, fine. I'm going to tell the Elements story.
You hinted at the possibility that there were several Elements stories.
I'm going to tell the Elements story
now. All my crazy Elements stories.
Here it
all
goes.
Right, go
yeah.
for it.
You know, Elements is the only place I go with a friend to DPAC for Broadway shows.
And she and I do
dinner beforehand.
Hi, Kristen.
and we sat down for dinner, and the waitress came up, and you know, we've been looking at the menus, and she turns and looks at me and said, "What are you two having?" Mm-hmm. Completely ignoring the fact that out of all of my
Kristen is not the person that you do that to at a table.
Out of all of my female friends who are strong, independent women, Kristen is one of them. And now this story is myth and legend in our friend group. Fun fact: I think she went back like with her husband like later, and like they talked to her instead of him, which you know.
They
really speaks a lot about like my gravitas when I go into a restaurant. It's not a bad story. It's not an inappropriate story. You know,
I'm also not 100% sure you're taking the correct lesson from that story, but
look, the lesson is I have gravitas as a man of the people, Aaron.
And that is date night. You got your university place proximal date night suggestions? Tweet them to us at Aaron Keck and at More Than Awesome. That's Brad Bednar. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.